Ariel, sometimes we just need a little help from our friends. Give us a tip for that.
Cheese ball. You know when you're driving and there's a truck in front of you and the truck says, "How am I driving?" And then there's a phone number and you can call and give feedback.
Have you ever called that number?
I've never. But I do like the sentiment there that these truck drivers are asking for feedback. I think it's nice. And I think more of us need to be asking for feedback, not just at our jobs, but also within our friendships, within our romantic relationships, within our parental relationships. Anyway, I just think we should be asking for feedback. It doesn't have to be like, "Hello, can you please grade me on how I am in this relationship?" But it can be like, "Hey, how can I be a better friend to you?" I think we, as a species, it's hard to take feedback, but I think if we normalize asking for it more often, it'll hurt less when we do get feedback. And I think that this can be a really fruitful thing, and I'm curious what'll come of it if you try it out, Tippendales. Ned, have you ever asked for feedback when you did not need to ask for feedback?
Yeah, I like to have a progressive cycle of feedback with creative partners and things like that, just to keep a sense on how things are going and any, you know, problems that have arisen. Your point earlier made me think of a slight non sequitur, but I do think it's funny. Do you remember those old iPod attachments that let you put your iPod out through like an FM radio channel so that you could like listen to it in the car before there
sort
was good
of
CarPlay or adapters or things like that? I had a bumper sticker made that said, "What am I listening to right now? Tune your radio to like 91.3
that's cool,
or whatever." So anyone driving by could hear what my localized radio from my iPod was. And that's what I was thinking about when you brought up the feedback bumper sticker.
Wow. I love that.
Yeah.
That's
I miss those days.
Two non sequiturs for one low, low price at Daily Tips that may or may not help you.
Hey, tomorrow's Friday, and then it's the weekend. We'll see you all tomorrow.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.